Tobacco farmers urged to vote in this week's USDA referendum. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is holding a mail referendum this week to determine grower support for terminating the designation of all existing tobacco auction markets for purposes of mandatory grading.
It will affect a smaller number of growers, and that's why it's extremely important that if a grower received a ballot to vote in this referendum, they need to vote, because the majority of producers who vote will determine the outcome of this referendum. It will take a majority of producers voting affirmative for the termination of designation of auction markets to pass this referendum, which needs to happen.
Tennessee Farm Bureau Commodities Director Joe Pearson says although there are only a few growers this referendum would affect, anyone that did receive a ballot should vote.
Grading is mandated at all auction markets. If that continues, growers who deliver to auction markets will mandatorily have to carry the charge or the cost of grading.
And because of such fewer growers now carrying their tobacco to auction markets, their expense could become quite high for the grower. If the referendum passes, grading and the associated costs would continue on a voluntary basis.
Grading could continue, would continue, if requested under a voluntary status. This simply, if this referendum is approved in this mail-out ballot by the USDA AMS, it simply would remove the mandatory grading and therefore mandatory charges that are placed on growers who deliver to auction markets.
Now, ballots were sent to growers who sold flue-cured, burley, and dark types of tobacco at auction this past year. And remember, Farm Bureau members get $500 cash allowance on a new Dodge. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.